Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Friday, Hit the Diff man Marty Moan and his band are on stage at 10:30.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Welcome back to our coverage of the 2017 Donegal, the Dual Donegal International Rally. We're here at the end of Stage 3, which will be the completion of the first loop on this year's event. I know there is some issues currently with times at the moment, but as we see it, unofficially, Donnachelly and Conor Foley in that Ford Focus WRC with a big Donegal crest on the front of it are leading this event by 4 seconds from defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. That is after two stages, the first run round Letter League, but it seems to be Kelly and Foley are in control. 2050 winners Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, they sit in third position overall, 2.5 adrift of Manus and Donal, and that would leave them 6.5 off the pace of Donnachelly. That is after two stages. Then we've got a battle for the R5 cars. Alistair Fisher leading that category in fourth overall at 1.4 seconds ahead of Sam Moffat. And then we've got Josh Moffat, 10.1 down in sixth, and Robert Barbell, 7th, 5.3 adrift as well. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett are just coming off the end of special stage 3, safely through the first run around Coral Bay. We'll be getting times very, very soon for you from that one. I can tell you after stage 2 in the National Rally, Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, 2.8 ahead of Kevin Gallagher and Jerry Callaghan, with Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy up to third in the start. Kevin Eames is in third, Gary Kiernan in fifth, and Ryan Lockwood in sixth position. So that's where things are at the moment after special stage 2. We'll just maybe check with Manus for 1 second to see how Coral Bay went. Manus, get into this one. You were about, what, four off the pace of Donna. How was Coral Bay for you?
I think we're at the same time in there. I don't know, but I'm very happy with the start. Probably the first tire choice for the first stage was excellent, but the last two suffered a wee bit, you know, but okay, are happy.
All right, away to service. I'm back again, Manus. Manus Kelly, defending champion of the Jewel Donegal International Rally, and currently sitting about 4 or 5 adrift off Donnachelly and Conor Foley. As we go down through the drivers, just checking to see what time Rory Kennedy done on that stage. Rory Kennedy and Gary Jennings, their time was 3 minutes 46.2 for Rory. Rory, how's the opening three stages been for you?
Not too bad, actually, there, but we broke a little dry shaft towards the end of that stage there on a very fast high-speed section, and we just got in the corner, got really wide, and something obviously had broken, so we didn't realise that we crossed the line there. It was a broken drive shaft, so...
Is it something that can be sorted and serviced?
Oh, it can be sorted, but we're really lucky to get away with it, actually, you know, because scooping off the road very simply, like... Yeah. So, thankfully, Gary, let's keep it on the road, we're okay.
Yeah, listen, yourself, Rory Kennedy and Gary Jennings have broke something in the back of the car, hopefully to be able to get it sorted and serviced. 3:46 was the time in there for Gary and Rory as we walk down through the rest of the cars. Donnachelly as we're going to get out back to that service. Donna, of course, was leading this event as we've seen it going on to special stage 3. The times we have for you is unofficial. Manus Kelly, 3 minutes 46.6. Gary Jennings, 3 minutes 46.2. He was faster, surprisingly, with a problem with the back of the car. The quickest man in there, Donnachelly, 3 minutes 41.6. That would leave Donnachelly's advantage now out to around unofficial 8 or 9 seconds. And as of the R5 contenders, Alistair Fisher, 3 minutes 48.6. Sam Moffat, 3:51.1. That means Fisher has increased his advantage over Moffat to right about 4.5 seconds in the Battle of the R5 category. We've also got, of course, the Mark IIs to come this way shortly as well. But as we see it, unofficial at the head of the field, it's Donnachelly, who is leading this event in the Donegal Children of the International Rally. From Manus Kelly, Gary Jennings is third. We'll be back to you shortly, Gary, to wrap up all the times from Stage 3, and we'll also have an update on how the national event is flaring out as well. Back to you in the studio.
Highland's coverage on day one of the Donegal International Rally is supported by Pulse venue Letterkenny. Rally Friday at Pulse venue, bringing you Marty Moan, Mark McCabe, and the Whistling Donkeys.